Turning now to the investigation into Gabby Petito's death, dozens of protesters descended on the Florida neighborhood where Brian Laundrie's parents reside today, leaving signs and saying their piece as the search for Laundrie continues nationwide. News Nation correspondent Michael Shore joining us now live from Northport with the very latest. Michael.
Rutabe, you know, when you say the very latest, that always implies that a lot is happening, or at least something is happening. I think it's notable that nothing is really happening in this case, and it's a case that is waiting for that next shoe to fall, whether it be that the FBI comes to this house here in Northport, the Laundrie's family home behind me, and speaks to the parents, comes in for evidence, comes in with some kind of a warrant or some kind of news that they've located Brian Laundrie. So the work, you know, as far as what we are doing is to keep the story moving forward. Well, you also have the people here who are advocating for keeping the story moving forward in a different way, advocating for victims of defensive of domestic violence. You have people today, there was a protest that was arranged here. Not a ton of people, but to the people that do come out here and the people that are being talked to by you know, by the media and are organizing here, it's very, very important to them that this goes forward. And I spoke to one of the organizers today who said it is still, we talk so much about Gabby, about Brian Laundrie, but it is still about Gabby Petito.
Gabby was clearly a very special person, very charismatic, full of life, and people connected with her. And I also felt a connection to her, and I have been watching this story unfold since the very beginning. And as the weeks have gone by, my frustration has continued to build. This is not something that I normally do. I didn't, you know, I really had to step outside of my comfort zone to do this.
And Rutabay, I mean, that's the sort of sentiment that you see from these people who come out all throughout the day to pay their respects to Gabby Petito, leave flowers at a sort of a memorial that's on the ground in front of the Laundrie house. And that's the sentiment that we're seeing constantly.
Is there any security or police presence there? I mean, no matter how unpopular this family is or how guilty people think they may be, they haven't been charged with anything. And there are people turning up every day trespassing on their property while they're inside the home.
Yeah, there isn't a police presence unless there is something that seems to be very organized. Today, I was wondering if there was going to be when they had that 1 o'clock protest called, but I guess the police now know that a lot of these people that come out here don't come out in major numbers, and there doesn't seem to be any kind of confrontation. People are somewhat respectful of the property lines here and the neighbors, while they're a little incensed over the constant traffic that's going through here, the bright lights. Some of them are actually making a little money from news crews from all over the world that are paying them to use their lawns and look onto this story. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag, but right now, no security unless there is something that would bring the police out here, any kind of an incident, or in fact, if the story does go forward. Rutabay.
All right, Michael Shore for us in Florida. Thank you for that live reporting.